This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9.
Hello?
Hello, I got a call from this number, but I haven't ordered anything.
Like, your call is connected to eBay cancellation department. My name is Alan DeCosta. How are you doing today?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Okay. This call is to inform you that there was one purchase was made for a Google Play gift card for $299. So this is just a free service checkup call to confirm with you whether you like to continue this order or you like to cancel that one.
Cancel it, please.
Not a problem. What we will do, we will simply go ahead and guide you to cancel that order. So will you please let me know, do you have any smartphone or any Android phone, any iPhone with you right now?
Yeah. But I can't log in. I don't have an account. I didn't order anything.
I know, ma'am. The thing is that we need to go ahead and generate a cancellation ID for you. So
So
will you please let me know the mobile phone you're using? It's an Android phone or it's an iPhone?
Android.
Okay, do one thing, ma'am. Simply put the phone on speaker and go back to your home screen of your mobile where you can see all the regular icons like camera, gallery, contact, messages.
Yeah, why is that?
So we can go ahead and guide you to generate a cancellation ID. You need to open the Play Store. No need to give me any extra details, ma'am, okay? You need to cancel it from your side. Yes, open Play Store.
So what do you want to get there?
Now on the Play Store, on the very top, you can see a search panel. You need to search for Quick Support. Quick Support.
Yep.
Well, when you search for Quick Support, what you can see?
Oh my God.
Do you see anything which says Team Weaver Quick Support?
No, I don't see that.
What you can see when you search for Quick Support?
Nothing coming up.
You are searching on the Play Store?
Yes.
And what do you search?
Exactly what you told me to search and nothing is showing up. So what do
can
I do?
Can you read out, can you spell out for me what you type here?
Something comes now, it says Team Viewer.
Do you see Team Viewer Quick Support?
Yeah, what do I do?
Click on that and be handy with a piece of paper, ma'am, and if you get to see a green color bar which says Install, give a click on Install.
Yep.
Now when you can see open, please let me know.
Yep.
Hi there, ma'am. If you can see open, please let me know. And by the meantime, be handy with a piece of paper. Write down my name. My name is Alan DeCosta. Now write down my job ID. It is ANZ70.
Oh my God, can give me a second?
Okay.
Okay, what was that?
AMZ.
Yep.
70.
Yep.
221. Okay, now do you see open on your mobile?
Not yet.
Downloading, right? Maybe
yes.
Your internet is slow. What happens sometimes, ma'am?
It is slow, yes. It is,
yeah,
it is slow.
What happens sometimes, ma'am? You don't
know? Yeah, I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting for it.
Okay. Now, the thing is that how your details is compromised, ma'am. Let me tell you, I do believe
I
that
don't
you
know.
Do.
I really haven't done
let me tell you, ma'am. Let me tell you. Let me tell you, ma'am. Like, in a two way, you can, your details can be compromised. First,
yeah.
The thing is that from your email, I do believe that you must be knowing that on your email you receive lots of spam emails, right? So what happened, that type of spam email contains lots of harmful viruses and the malicious software. Now when you
yeah.
click on that link, what happened, that link is going to download the malicious software and the viruses, and whatever
yeah.
the activities you do with the help of this mobile, computer, laptop, they are getting know all of your details, okay? So that is
yeah.
the first thing. Maybe the second thing was, you do Facebook, you do online shopping, online anything like that, you'll get to
yeah.
see lots of advertisement. Now that type of advertisement
yeah.
also contains link, ma'am. If you give a click on that, I will tell you the second thing though, how it could be happen. Because we've seen many
yeah.
of the customer are facing this same problem, okay?
Okay.
So do you see anything open? Do you see open?
Not yet. It's
41% done, right? And you're using
yeah.
a mobile data or it's a Wi-Fi, ma'am?
It's not Wi-Fi, I'm using mobile data.
Oh, okay, you don't have a Wi-Fi, you are using a mobile
no,
data,
I
right?
don't.
Not a problem, ma'am. When you get to see open, please let me know. And in future,
yeah.
if you're getting any spam emails or anything like that, I want you to simply go ahead and delete that, okay? Never ever give a click on that link or any advertisement which you don't know, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So how much percent you can see right now, ma'am? It's 52%.
Yeah.
Okay. When you get to see that more than 52%, please let me know, okay?
Yeah.
It's 60. Is it 60? More than 60 right now?
Sorry?
Is it more than 50%?
Yeah, close to 60.
Close to 60, right?
Yeah, it's taking forever. I don't even know, should I be downloading this? Or is this part of the scanning? Or scanning?
Beg your pardon?
It's never taken this long to download anything in my phone.
Okay, maybe sometime what happened, maybe your mobile space is full, or maybe your internet usage is over today, like more than the limit, that could be happen.
Yeah.
So that.
So why not download an app to like...
The thing is that as there was some person is trying to use your details, maybe they are in your devices, so what we need to do...
Yeah,
we
but I don't care about that, I just want it cancelled.
Yeah, so we need to go ahead and generate a cancellation ID. When you'll get to see open, you'll get to see a cancellation ID there, okay?
Well, cancel lots of things on eBay, you just cancel it.
I understand, because this is a fraud order, man. This is not a normal order, so you can tell us and we can cancel that order. We need to delete
it. It's not a normal order. What do you mean by that?
This is a fraud order, ma'am. This is a fraud order which is not made by you. So first we need to cancel that order and then we need to remove the card from the eBay, okay?
Okay.
So, do you see open or is still downloading?
Still loading.
Still loading, okay.
Yeah.
Still not like 70% or 75%?
Yeah.
Okay. When you'll get to see that, please let me know. I don't know, like
yeah.
normally it takes, like it's a 3 MB application, ma'am. Normally it takes 1 minute or 30 seconds like that. Like
I know, yeah, normally this is very strange.
Yes, this is very strange, ma'am, because we are just suspecting how it could be happen. Okay?
I don't understand either. I don't know.
Okay, let me check that. How much percent still right now, ma'am? Is it plus 90, 80%, 80. Right? 80,
mm-hmm.
right? Not a problem.
Yeah.
When you get to see the more than that, please let me know. just check that.
It's 83 now. Quick support is taking a long time to download. I can't believe it.
Beg your pardon, you're talking to me?
I just can't believe it's taking this long.
That's the reason, ma'am. Normally, like I've seen that if I try to download right now over the mobile data also, it will take more like likely one minute.
Yeah. It's scary, almost.
Will you please let me know, ma'am? Like, do you share your personal details, like your email, eBay, Amazon ID, password, anyone to anyone?
No, but they could have guessed it or something, I don't know.
Okay, so sometimes what happened, ma'am, like if you're using Amazon Prime can share in 3 to 4 persons. Netflix can share in 3 or 4 persons. And on Netflix, you must be knowing that you put a card details, right?
I don't have Netflix.
No, I'm giving you the example, ma'am, like just for the
yeah.
example. What happened from...
Price, yeah.
Yeah, so if you're going to... You must be knowing that you pay by the card for Netflix, and what happened if your Netflix is hacked, your card details is hacked. If your card details is hacked, your banking details is hacked, okay? And if your banking details is hacked, ma'am, your hard-earned money is going to be... like taken by someone whom you don't know, okay?
Exactly, yeah.
So nowadays,
but luckily, I don't really have that much money anyway in my account.
You don't have much money, right?
It's not nice,
but using my $100 is yours, it's a hard-earned money, right? It's not given by any XYZ person, right? It's not gifted by anyone. Yes. It's like everyone is working for the single penny nowadays, right?
Yes, true.
Yes.
True.
And then now what happens?
Okay, so I've agreed to the terms and conditions. I'm pressing agree.
Yes.
Activating remote control.
No, give a click on cancel. Now what you can see, can you tell me?
It says special app access required.
Click on setting. Now, when you give a click on setting, ma'am, you can see a quick support application. Yes, click on allow. Allow it.
Yeah.
Now, what you can see?
That's it. Go back.
Yes, press the back button 2 times.
Okay, so it says, it's asking me for my ID.
Okay, it says your ID and some numbers, right? I want you to write down this number on a piece of paper first, okay? Write down this number on the piece of paper.
Is that the number you gave me before?
No. This is your cancellation ID, ma'am. You can see the 10-digit number on your mobile right now. A 10-digit number. Do you see that? Which says your ID and some numbers.
No, I don't see that.
Okay, what you can see exactly
on
your mobile?
Oh, yeah, I saw it, but I kind of have to go out of my screen to see it, which is very annoying.
Because your internet is slow, that's the reason it's coming very slow, okay?
Yeah. How am I supposed to use
it? If you can see the number, please let me know, okay?
Yeah.
See the number, right? Your ID and some numbers?
Yeah.
Now, when you've done that, please let me know when you written down the number.
Yeah.
You done that, right? Now, I want you to...
Not yet. I really have to...
Okay.
I'll let you know.
Okay.
Oh, now I've lost the screen. I don't know why this is happening, really.
Mama, you need... I think you're too hurry right now. Please don't be hurry, okay? I'm trying to do it slowly.
I don't know how to get it back. Well, I don't even know if I'll be able to get the numbers back now. I don't see it happening. Oh, there we go. Better get this. Okay, so I wrote the numbers down. Yes? Hello?
Yeah, so you can see the number?
Yeah, I wrote it down as well.
So okay, now I want you to read out the number slowly, slowly, ma'am. Read out the number slowly, slowly.
So it's 1.
Okay.
5, 4.
Okay.
8, 5.
Okay.
9, 5.
Okay.
5, 0, 3.
Now let me tell you, ma'am, when we are going to activate this cancellation ID for you, shortly you are going to get a verification message like allow or accept. If you can see any verification message, allow or accept, I want you to tap on allow or accept as soon as possible, okay? So just have a look. Do you see allow or accept? Hit on allow or accept. If you can see that, click on allow or accept. Now when you give up on allow or accept, yes, click on allow. Now after that, for the ID activation purpose, you can see start now. Tap on allow, then you will get to see start now. Tap on start now. Click on start now.
It's not telling me start now. Press allow, there's nothing else happening.
Okay, let me check that, ma'am. Just give me 1 minute, okay? You will get to see allow one more time, okay? If you can see allow, click on allow. If you can see again, click on allow.
Yep. Now you can press allow and it's only showing you like a refresh button.
Refresh button?
Yeah, that's all it's showing me.
Okay. Can you do one thing, ma'am? Do you know how to open a setting page on your mobile? Setting?
Setting.
On your mobile?
Oh, the settings app?
Yes, the setting application.
Yeah.
Now when you open this setting application, ma'am, have a look on the very top. Do you see like search for setting? Do you see that? Type there accessibility. ACCESSBILITY. Accessibility. Search for that.
Yep.
Now when you search for accessibility, you can see accessibility, right? Tap on accessibility.
Which one?
Accessibility, ma'am. Only the accessibility.
The first one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now,
okay, so what next?
Now scroll down, go to the very bottom down and tell me what are the options you can see. Go to the bottom and tell me what is the option you can see.
Install services.
Click on install services. Now when you give a click on install services, do you see any desk? Do you see our TeamViewer quick support?
No.
You don't see TeamViewer universal add-on?
No.
You don't see that, right?
No.
Okay, now what you can see, just read out for me.
It says link to Windows and Authenticator.
Can you go back to the previous page one time? Press the back button one time.
Yep.
And do you see install services?
Yeah.
And when you give a click on install services, you only see these two things, right?
Yes.
Okay, just underneath that install services, what you can see?
Just two of these services, link to Windows and Authenticator.
Okay, go back to the previous page, ma'am, okay? Where you can see install services, just underneath that, what are the options you can see?
Two services.
After that?
It says about accessibility.
Okay. Apart from that?
That's all.
That's it. You can see, and you don't see anything TeamViewer or anything like that, right?
That's true. Yeah.
Okay. Close that one, ma'am, and try to open the TeamViewer application one more time. See,
so you're in
the room, ma'am. Yes. Close this application and open the quick support which you downloaded.
Yep, done that.
You can see the number right now?
Yes.
If you can see allow or accept, try to give everyone allow or accept.
I'm clicking on allow.
Now after that
it's
you don't see any changes, right?
Yep. No changes. That's it.
Oh my god, I don't know why that would happen. Just give me 1 minute, ma'am.
Yeah.
like because normally it don't take that much of time, okay? It
hardly yeah.
takes to cancel that order 5 minutes, but right now it's taking more than that.
Sorry.
Not a problem, ma'am. This is my duty. DCNA allow or accept. Try to give a click on allow or accept one more time. Click on allow or accept. And after that, DC start now.
Oh, yes, I can see something now.
Click on start now. If you can see start now, click on start now. Now, when you give a click on start
allow.
Now, you can see, after that start now, you can see while using the application, okay?
Oh, sweet, yep.
Now, after that, what you can see, please let me know.
It says, have connected to your device. Please join active without
connecting. After that, do you see anything? Well, welcome to eBay support desk. Do you see that?
Yes.
Now, I want
yes.
you to press the home button and go back to your home screen of your mobile where you can see all the regular icons. Go back
yep.
to your home screen of your mobile.
Yes.
Now, when you go back to your home screen of your mobile, will you please let me know, ma'am, did you check to your account that, as you're telling me that you don't see, we don't check to your account that any money was deducted from your account or not. So, will you please let me know that you check that, like, that
yes,
the name
there's
of
been
the
no money. Money coming out of my account. It hasn't come out.
Okay, you just, okay, just give me 1 minute. Let me check that, okay?
Yes.
Like, as we can see in our server, ma'am, there was the purchase was made with the help of the Westpac bank account. So do you deal with any Westpac account?
Yes, I do have a Westpac account.
Okay, so as for your request, ma'am, we sended you a cancellation request on the Westpac account. So can you go ahead and check that? Do you see any cancellation request on your Westpac? And if you see any if you can see any cancellation request on your Westpac, please let me know, okay? And remember, ma'am, while logging to your bank, please don't tell me anything over the phone, as this call is recorded for quality and training purpose, okay?
Okay.
Just check it from your side, and please let me know, okay?
Yeah.
Bye.
What happened? Hello?
Just check that.
What did he say?
Just
so I've got a message. There's no messages here.
You don't see any transaction. Like, and will you please let me know, do you see any transaction? Any transaction which is made by?
No. No, I don't see it.
Okay.
No.
Yes, ma'am, I'm here. Now, what I want you to do, okay, now what I want you to do, I want you to simply log out from your bank. Just give me 1 minute, okay?
Yes.
Now, as for our database, ma'am, we can see that they're just trying to make you register in a zip pay. So will you please let me know one thing, ma'am, have you ever registered yourself for the zip pay?
No.
You never registered for zip pay, right?
No, I don't have an account, I haven't registered.
Never do that, right?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Because what happened, ma'am, as we can see in our server, that the fraudster is trying to use your details from Westpac, and also they used a ZipPay account. So first of all, I want you to open the Google Chrome, ma'am. Open the Google Chrome. I want you to show you something, okay? If you're in the Google, open the Google Chrome.
Yep.
Now, on the very top, you can see a long search panel where you can type and search anything, right?
Yep.
Type there, W for whiskey.
What?
W, letter W for whiskey.
Yep.
Number three.
Yep.
C for Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
Now search for that. Now if you can see something which says W3C Markup Validation Service. I want you to scroll down a little bit and you can see that W3C Markov Validation Service. Do you see that? The first one you will get to see that on the first, on the very top.
No, I don't see that.
Validation services. Do you see that on the very top? Go
yeah.
to the very top, ma'am, if you can see that. Validation. If you can see
that.
It
doesn't say that. Oh, yeah, validation. Yeah, yeah.
On that. Now, let me tell you what is W3C Markov Validation Service, ma'am. It is going to help you to show that if you, whatever the details, whatever the activities you do with the help of this mobile or computer or laptop, it's safe and secure or not, okay? So, just
yep.
where, do you see address? And just beside that address, you can see a small white box.
Yeah.
You need. First of all, we are going to check your email. Your if your email is safe or secure or not. So I just want you to type there www.gmail.com and just check that because you're using your device, so you can check that your email
just,
is safe.
Do I write my own email?
Yes, email.com.
Sorry, I've got a Gmail account.
Yes, so just type www.gmail.com.
Yeah, okay.
Because, yes.
Yeah.
Now give a click on check and they just tell me that you can see a green signal that it's safe or you will getting you are getting a error and the warning messages from here. Whatever you can see, just tell me.
Mm-hmm.
What you can see, check, do you see something that says checking the connection is secure or not? Do you see that?
Yeah, it's verifying.
It's verifying. Wait for a second because when it's verification is done, it is going to give
mm-hmm.
you the security sign and it's going to tell you that your email is safe and secure or not, okay?
Yeah.
If you can see any changes, please let me know.
It keeps asking me to verify.
Because you, my God, you can understand, ma'am, your internet is maybe compromised. That's the reason you can see that you're trying to connect to a secure server, but right now it's unable to load the page and it's not going to give you any update, right?
Either that or I'm not human.
Yes. That's the reason, ma'am. It's not letting you to check that your email is safe and secure. Not a problem, ma'am. We are just
yeah.
going to secure your email also. Can you go back to the previous page?
Yeah.
Now, as you on your eBay, you put the card details and for the money. Do you see www.gmail.com? I want you to delete that. Delete that www.gmail.com.
Yeah.
And now you can do one thing, ma'am. You can check your card details is safe and secure or not without telling me anything over the phone. So make the panel empty. And if you're handy
yeah.
with your Westpac bank card, your debit card.
So Westpac.com?
No. Delete that. I will let you know. Delete that. Remove.
Okay.
Make
yeah.
the panel empty. Make the panel empty.
Yeah.
Now, if you have a debit card with you from your Westpac account, you just need to put
yeah.
the card number from your side and then give a click on check, okay? That your card details is safe and secure or not. And please remember, while putting the card number, don't tell me anything over the phone, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Just put your card number, CVV, or and the expiry, okay?
Yeah.
And just click
okay.
on check.
And the expiry.
Yeah, expiry and CVV, okay? And remember, ma'am, don't tell me anything over the phone, okay?
But you can see it, can't you?
If I can see it, why am I to ask you, ma'am, what you can see right now?
I don't know.
If you don't mind, ma'am, can I ask you how old you are, if you don't mind?
I'm 28.
You're 28? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But from your voice, it looks
like... I'm checking it.
Okay. Why, when you put the card number, ma'am, just after that you need to put the CVV, then you need to put expiry, then you need to give a click on check, okay?
Yeah.
When you've done that, give me, just let me know.
Saying I can't connect.
Because you need to put your expiry date and the CVV also there, ma'am, okay?
Do I put a space in between these things?
Yes, just give one space, then put expiry date, then again give a click on space, and then you put the CVV, okay?
Yeah. Can I use the forward slash?
Yes, as on the card, okay? As in my card,
yeah.
Maybe it's 0829, like that, whatever is yours, you need to put that like that, okay?
Okay, so, checking it now.
When you give a click on check, please let me know.
Yep. Yeah, it's not even loading now.
See, your internet is slow. Internet is so slow, okay?
Yeah.
You can understand, ma'am, as your internet is slow, that's the reason nothing is coming up. You can do one thing, ma'am.
Because the site can't be reached.
Yeah, you can see your internet is not working properly right now, ma'am. Can you do one thing, ma'am? Can you simply minimize this page and go back to your home screen of your mobile where you can see all the regular icons? Go back to your home screen.
Yeah.
Go back to your home screen where you can see your wallpaper.
Yeah. What next?
Now go back to your home screen, ma'am, where you can see all the regular icons like camera, gallery, contact, messages.
Yeah.
Go back to your home screen.
Yeah, now what?
Now I want you to be on hold, ma'am. Don't do anything, just be on hold. Give me 2 minutes, let me talk with my internet security department manager, okay?
Okay, sure.
Just be on hold. Don't do anything, ma'am, okay?
Yeah.
Are you there, ma'am?
Yes.
Yeah. So, right at the moment, you can see that your internet is not working properly, right?
Yeah.
Because there is some error connection is happening again and again. So maybe those sources right at the moment are active in your network right now. Okay,
yes.
So that's why they are not letting you to access your internet or to access your any kind of your activities from your side. All right.
Okay.
So just hold on, madam. We are working on it. Okay, and we are going we are trying to cancel that charge which has been made for $299. So we can just provide you back that refund, okay? So just be with me, just hold on. Are you there, madam?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we detected in our server that these fraudsters are coming from the Mountain View, California. So anyone who lives in California?
No.
Like in USA?
No.
Anyone like your relative?
I don't know them though. I don't know who they are.
Alright, alright, alright. I don't really know them.
Alright, no worries,
madam. Just be with me. And now what you can see in your screen, madam, can you just let me know? You can see your wallpaper, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So do one thing, and can you just confirm me one thing, like whenever you do use your internet, have you noticed something like you are receiving some kind of unwanted ads or links whenever you are visiting any kind of websites, like your screen, any unwanted ads or links are popping up?
No.
You didn't notice, right? And have you received any kind of spam emails, like you have won a car, you have won a lottery?
No.
Just do one thing, log into your ML and just check, madam, like did you receive any kind of spam emails or not?
And I haven't opened any of them.
Check it properly, madam. You need to check the spam folder.
Yeah, there's one from Samsung, Australia, fucking...
Like, yes, you receive this kind of emails, like you are getting a 50% discount, you are getting any kind of,
recovery.
Yes, this kind of spam emails are coming from the foreign unknown IP addresses, madam, okay? Like, those fraudsters are sending this kind of spam emails to your site, so they can just just use it and, get your information from their site. All right.
So
just do one thing, madam. Just hold on. Let me secure it and let me just help you out from there.
Okay.
And madam, can you just confirm me one thing? Like, do you know the ID password of your bank, like online ID password?
Probably. I don't really use it to log in, though.
Like, you did not remember it, right?
Yeah, I don't remember it.
Okay. Just hold on.
Well, the money hasn't come out yet, so I don't know. I'm not too stressed.
Okay, are you there, madam?
Yes.
Yeah, so do you have a pen and paper with you?
Yes.
Yeah, just write it down, the transaction ID of this purchase, which has been made
yes.
for $299. Just write down the transaction ID.
What was that?
Transaction ID, madam.
Yes.
Yeah, just write it down. It's T, T for Tom, capital T.
So it starts off with T?
Yeah, T, T for Tom, capital T.
Yes, yes.
Then X, X for X-ray, capital X.
Yes, yes.
Then N, N for Nancy, capital N.
Mm-hmm.
Then number 5.
Okay.
Number 2.
Yep.
Number 4.
Mm-hmm.
Then 10.
Mm-hmm.
49.
Yeah.
2, 3.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long number, okay? You need to type.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then after 2, 3, type all in like type in lowercase letter S, S for sugar.
Yeah.
Then 230.
Yep.
214.
Mm-hmm.
D for doctor.
Lowercase.
Yeah, in lowercase.
Yeah.
Then F for Freddy.
Cool. So, what now?
So can you just read me out? Can you just confirm me?
Yeah. So T X N. Those are in capital letters.
Uh huh.
524. 104.
Uh huh.
923. Lowercase s, 2, 3, 0, 2, 1, 4, d, s.
All right.
Lowercase.
Okay, no worries. Just hold on now.
Yeah.
Are you there, ma'am?
Yes.
This is Alan once again, ma'am, okay?
Okay.
So, as we got a verification message, ma'am, the purchase was made, the transaction was cancelled from our side. So, right now, what we need to do, we need to simply go ahead and cancel the transaction. So, we sent you a verification cancellation message on your mobile. Can you go ahead and check that? Do you see any cancellation message, any code?
Yes.
You got that?
Yep. Yep. It's asking me to pay more money to this thing.
So you can understand, ma'am, those fraudsters is trying to get your details and they are just trying to make a purchase, okay? So what we need to do, ma'am, we need to simply go ahead and cancel the transaction. So no need to worry about that. We will simply cancel each and everything. Now, this is just a verification code we send it to you. So what I will do, ma'am, can I give you a call back after 1 hour for the confirmation that yes, everything is cancelled?
Yes.
Okay, no need to worry about that. Relax yourself, okay? Everything is cancelled.
Thank you so much.
And for the confirmation, yes. Remember my name. My name is Alan DeCosta. If I need any help or any cooperation, I can call you on your number. Do you have any problem,
ma'am? Thank you.
Bye.